Welcome to another edition of GG Shorts on the Good Game Podcast. All right, Jake Dog, today's question is, money is no object, and you can live anywhere in the United States and then also outside of the United States. What are those two places?
Yeah, so I would say for me, I've always loved one place that I love to visit, I love to go to. If I get a chance to travel there, I want to do it as often as I can. And that is Colorado. I love Denver. I love the area. I don't love the altitude for like the first two or three days when I'm there. Altitude sickness is a real thing. There's no humidity. You definitely have to have chapstick in your pocket at all times. Your lips are cracking like crazy. But again, there's no humidity, Joseph. I have lived in Pensacola, Cantonment, Milton, Florida my entire life. For 34 years, I have lived in this area. And every single day of my life, I have woken up and I have gotten out of bed and gotten away from my fan that is on full blast. And I have instantly started to sweat for every single day of my life. No matter how cold it is in my house, I instantly start sweating because of the humidity, all of those kind of things. So I would say Colorado for that one, inside the United States, without question. There's a lot of great places. I've heard California's cool.
Anywhere in particular there. In Colorado? Like, would you want to be like around Denver or more like secluded, like
I would want to be
ski resorts or something like that?
That's a good thought. I would want to be near Denver so that I can travel to the big city, go to like Broncos games. Yeah. It's a big city and kind of things like that. I actually have a buddy who lives in Canyon City, and it's probably about 2 hours south of Denver. Probably about an hour south of Colorado Springs, and it's just fantastic, dude. I love that little location. It's kind of like inside of a little mountain range, you know. It's kind of like a small town, but still has like everything you need. Like, it's got a Walmart, it's got a Publix, you know. It's got a college there, you know. It's got a lot of good stuff. And again, 2 hours away from Denver, you know, it's closer than we are to New Orleans right now for like going to like football, baseball, basketball games. I could go see your boy Jokic, you know. I could just, you know, live there. Do you remember when we were going to try and get jobs in Houston?
Yeah, we were so excited.
Dude. That just hit me. Wow. I just thought about
okay,
that.
All right. So a little backstory here. So Jacob and I used to work for a credit union in Pensacola.
And everybody knows exactly what credit union that is now. In the mortgage department.
We were maybe, 6 months into our job as mortgage processors?
Had we even gotten perm yet? Like, were we trying to go, like, permanent? And like, were we still contractors at that point?
Maybe.
Oh,
so,
man.
Jobs come up here to be loan officers in Houston.
Like, two of them popped up, like, at the same time. We were like, this is perfect.
And Jacob and I were like, it's us. Like, oh, we are moving. I think I had an interview. I don't remember. You had an interview,
I had an
too?
Interview, too. Yeah, I took the interview.
Yeah, but, I mean, it was just one of those things where, I mean, we totally let ourselves go as far as, like, hey, we were going to live in the same apartment. We were apartment shopping. We were like, okay, are we getting season tickets to the Rockets or the Texans?
And I was like, let's do the Rockets for season tickets and then just pick games for the Texans. Like,
yeah. Oh. I mean, it was a fun like 2.5 hours.
Dude.
Where we had planned our entire lives as bachelors.
And then
Houston.
We remembered that you were engaged, or like, I think I had just gotten asked to be your best man. So like, I didn't think this was the answer.
I don't remember if we were engaged or not. I think
it was
we
about
were just
to happen. Like, I think you were talking
time,
about
maybe.
It for sure. Like, you were definitely like, I'm marrying this girl one day. And so like, it's kind of serious. And then I was like, dude, I've got nothing here. I've got like family, but I'll come and visit. We'll be rich in Houston. And like, oh man.
And we actually, and come to what's funny is because we both knew the girl, one of the girls who actually got the job.
Yes, we did know her.
She moved back to Pensacola
instantly
because she was like, I had to take a pay cut because of whatever, like the salary ranges or whatever.
It didn't change. It didn't go up for it.
Yeah.
Like they did some weird thing where they like bumped her down to like the regular, like a different
something
pay
stupid.
Period. Yeah,
yeah,
it was very stupid.
But
it was supposed to be,
I mean,
like,
it was
one.
Like 3 months. Oh, like you're back.
What are you doing here?
And she's like, oh, I couldn't afford it or whatever.
It was terrible. Yeah.
Yeah. But
so glad that didn't work out. I have no idea where that came from. That just hit me just now. So Colorado, definitely one of the places I would want to live. And then if I was going to go outside of the United States, you know, man, I've never been outside of the United States. So I kind of had to think about this one. And I was like, I just want to go someplace that everybody else says is cool. And so I just want to go to what's that place where like all the super rich people live, like the really fancy people. And like
you're talking like,
like, I mean, think ritziest of ritziest, like in like a
Ooh. Oh, well, like an Arabic country. Like, what is it? Oh, you're talking about Dubai?
Yes, Dubai. I want to go to Dubai. I don't actually want to go. I don't actually want to live there, but I've just been told if like, no, money's no object. Like all the fanciest cars. There was a Fast and the Furious movie that got shot there where they jumped a car from one building to another, which makes zero sense, but that's yeah. Those movies in general. And just like, I don't know, man, Dubai just seems like if I was going to get out of the country and I've never been anywhere, why not just go to like the absolute ritziest of ritziest possibilities? Or the other option is I just want to live on a cruise ship and just go cruising like all the time. Like, money is no object because, you know, you can eat as much as you want there. Like everything's legal. It's just, it's the best, man. That would be it.
So one thing that I really dream of that unfortunately I just don't know that it's ever going to happen, but I would really love to live in an NFL city.
Yes.
Now, because of my fandoms, I mean, I'm a Bears fan, I'm a Cubs fan. I like the Sox. I like Chicago baseball.
Bears fan.
I like Chicago sports. I love Chicago sport. I love Chicago.
Yeah.
Both
deep dish.
Yeah, deep dish.
Giordano's.
Pizza.
Ugh.
Both parents from there.
Chili on your, what is it? What do they do weird there? Chili on.
No, the chili on the hot dog. That's not Chicago.
Oh, okay.
That's Cincinnati.
Excuse me.
So, you know, there's all sorts of stuff in Chicago that I love. I've been there so many times. Mm-hmm. I love going there. But I lived up north for the first 28 years of my life.
You don't want to be cold anymore.
I don't want to be cold anymore.
Who does?
Now, I've told Jacqueline, I've said, hey, I would love to have a summer home in Chicago.
Yeah. That'd be fun. And baseball in the summer is probably cool up there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, go to Wrigley on days where the Cubs and the Sox are playing, you know, like day, night. You know, you could take the L train and go both games. And I would want to stay through, like, October to get that crisp fall.
Yeah. You want to start getting cold games. And then be like, I'm coming back to Florida.
And then I want to come to Pensacola for November through, like, August or July, something like that.
Yeah.
But that's not the place.
Oh,
I went there. My sister used to live, she's in the Marine Corps. She used to live in Oceanside, California, which is about an hour north of San Diego. And
stay classy, San Diego.
I visited San Diego, the proximity to the mountains. Yeah, there's no NFL team, but you're not close enough where you could go up to Los Angeles and see a game or whatever. The Padres Stadium is great downtown. There's the weather, I mean, it's 72 degrees and sunny like every day, right?
Yeah.
You got to worry about the fault line, right? You got to worry about the earthquakes or whatever.
I mean, you got to worry about the Democrats, but whatever. Like, each to their own, right?
Money's no object,
that's
though.
That's true.
Money's no object. San Diego would be my place here in the United States. As far as internationally, my wife and I have had the opportunity of going to Paris,
multiple honeymoons.
Rome, London.
Yeah.
We've been trying to go back for several times, and whether it's due to COVID or just whatever, we haven't been able to go back to explore other cities. But as far as like the entertainment thing goes, like my favorite soccer team is in Germany, but I would have to be around like English speakers. Not to say that there are none in Germany, but
you don't speak a foreign language.
Yeah,
to me, it's
London because, you have the Premier League, you know, I can go to all these different Premier League games, but the NFL comes over, you know, four times a year.
And they're trying to put the Jags in London, man. They're trying.
Well,
the owner,
the owner of the Jaguars is also the owner of Fulham, which is a team in London.
Yeah.
So I mean, that makes sense. But
yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, like the entertainment having a best of both worlds where it's not too late in the day, you know, because it's 6 hours ahead, so you still get to watch NFL. There's NFL bars, there's NFL pubs you could go.
Yeah.
I would just love the lifestyle of living in London.
Yeah.
But those are my two choices.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I like that.